Here with us now, senior producer Steve Proffitt, to help share some of our listener email.
Madeline, last week in our series, What's the New What?, a young woman, Elisa Wagner, proposed that psychics are the new psychologists. She said her therapist was making her feel kind of crazy, but her psychic made her feel good. That didn't make a lot of our listeners feel good. A lot of them wrote in.
That's right. And many were outraged that we would allow someone to compare trained and licensed psychologists to unregulated psychics.
Others noted there are many types of therapists, and if one isn't right for you, just find another.
Here's a comment from Robert Freeman of Ellensburg, Washington. Psychology is hard work. It's easier to have someone tell you what you want to hear.
Okay, now to the number one topic in our inbox. Madeline, your interview yesterday with Atlanta attorney and author Barbara LeBay.
I don't think we've received this much mail ever. Anyway, Barbara LeBay told us she was a lifelong Democrat and Hillary Clinton supporter who is now leaning toward voting for John McCain.
And she was critical of Barack Obama, calling him, among other things, a blank slate.
I don't want our country led by another inexperienced upstart.
Scores of our listeners wrote to question whether Ms. LeBay was actually ever a Democrat, and some of you wondered if she was in fact a Republican operative.
I'm Susan Sturgill from Columbus, Ohio. I really hope I'm only being paranoid, but it sounded to me like you were set up with an anti-democratic campaign commercial.
Ms. LeBay is not a Republican plant. She is actually an aunt of one of our reporters, Laura Seidel.
And although we got a couple of letters agreeing with her views, we got a lot more comments taking issue with her statements. Here's one from listener Randy Hall.
She cited John McCain's quote-unquote record of reaching across the aisle, but must have been unaware that John McCain voted with Bush 95% of the time in 2007 and 100% of the time so far in 2008. One would think a lifelong Democrat would take a few minutes to research something as important as one's vote for president. Randy Hall, Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Thanks to everyone who wrote in about that interview, and thanks to all of you who've written in with your tales of secret gloating in bad times.
That's right. We asked you yesterday to share those moments when, in spite of high gas prices, high food prices, and dropping home values, you've had a reason to gloat.
We've gotten lots of great emails from Prius drivers, from bicyclists, and this three-word summation from listener Mike Moore.
Fixed rate mortgage.
Okay, that was great, but we're looking for more. Did you buy a bunch of oil company stock last year, maybe?
Maybe you sold your home just before the market took a dive.
Or are you so rich you'll never give up your enormous SUV, even if gas goes to 10 bucks a gallon?
Write us with your gloats in 100 words or less.
Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.
Put gloat in the subject line, and Steve Proffitt, you'll be back to share us your gloats real soon. Steve, do you have a gloat for us today?
I don't have any gloats. I'm not a gloater, okay? I'm just not a gloater. Madeline, thank you very much.
I don't believe you.
Gotta go now.
Okay, bye.
Very busy.